Welcome to the podcast for Let's Dance, the concert you are going to hear with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra and conductor Daniel Bartholomew Poyser. My name is Rachel Malik, and I work in the education department of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. I hope you're all looking forward to attending the performance in April. Have you ever listened to music and found yourself tapping your toes along with the rhythm? Or have you ever heard a song and suddenly felt the urge to move around? That is the magic of dance. It's one of the most common ways we express ourselves. But what is it about music that gets us moving? Well, that is a really big question. I'm sure there are as many answers as there are dance styles around the world. What do you think? Let's listen to a few examples to hear how music can influence dancing. Listen carefully and try to imagine what this dance might look like. Did you recognize this piece of music? It's from Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, one of the most famous ballets of all time. Ballet is a beautiful type of dance, and it has lots of rules. The movements, or choreography, are created ahead of time and practiced over and over and over. The final dance is the same in each and every performance. Rhythm is a big part of what makes us want to dance, and it's also the thing that helps the dancers know when to move their feet. This piece is a waltz, and it has 3 beats in each bar. Try listening for its distinctive oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa rhythm. The double basses play the oom, and the French horns play the pa-pa. You can also try quietly counting. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, along with the orchestra as they play. Did you hear it? Let's hear a piece of music now that was inspired by a real dance. Close your eyes as you listen to this one and try to imagine how you might dance to this piece. Listen for the tempo, or speed, of the music. Does the music sound fast or slow? See if you can tell what the dynamic or volume of the music is. Is the music loud, forte? Or is it quiet? Piano. If you had to dance to this, would you dance quickly? Or would you dance slowly? Would you make big movements or small movements?
Thank you.
Wow, that was really beautiful. The piece you just heard is called Dance of the Yao People. It was first composed by Liu Tieshan after he visited the south coast of China and encountered the Yao people during one of their traditional festivals. Because the tempo is slow and the dynamic is mostly soft, I can imagine the dancers moving slowly and smoothly. You can see, dance music isn't just about rhythm, it's also about tempo and dynamics. Not to mention the timbre, or what each of the different instruments sound like. All of these elements work together to make me want to boogie. How about you? Let's hear a piece that uses tempo, timbre, and dynamics to make one of the most exciting pieces ever written. What dynamic did you think that was? Piano, quiet? Or forte, loud? How about the tempo? Did you think it was quick or slow? I heard lots of different timbres or types of instruments. What instruments did you hear? That piece really made me want to dance. How did you feel when you heard the fast tempo? It's almost like the instruments were in a race. Did you notice the changes in dynamics when different instruments interrupted each other with exciting rhythms? It sounds like a really energetic dance is going on, and it is. This piece comes from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, and it is inspired by the Latin jazz rhythms of mambo. Mambo is a Cuban dance where two people move their feet very quickly in a complicated pattern. By now, you are probably wondering what these dances look like. Well, great news! During the concert, we'll have some guest appearances by dancers. They'll be dancing right there on the stage in front of the live orchestra. You'll be amazed by all of the different dances that go with all of these different types of music played by the orchestra. Dancing is just like music. It's a way you can express yourself. Everyone can dance, and everyone can sing or play music. Before we go, let's listen to one more piece of music. This one was written by Antonin Dvorak. It is from a series of Slavonic dances, and Dvorak wrote them to show off the traditional dances of his homeland, like the polka, the mazurka, and the polonaise. This piece is based on a dance called kolo, where dancers stand in a circle, hold hands, and dance very quickly around and around. Listen to the strings and woodwinds passing the same melody back and forth, as if challenging each other to dance faster and faster. We'll have even more exciting music at our Let's Dance concert, including a couple of surprises. We hope you're looking forward to the music and the movement. I'm Rachel, and I'll see you in April when you hear this incredible music live with your very own Toronto Symphony Orchestra.